Let us start again from the Mishneh and Daf Tzadik Vav Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yeshua Shamati Shetmuras Pesach Kreva. I Shamati Me Rabbeisai that there are times that you makriv a tmura of a Kolben Pesach. Utmuras Pesach Eine Kreva. I heard there are times when you're not makriv a tmura of a Pesach. It's Yirat Sheyistai. And I don't know exactly when you are makriv and when you're not makriv. Amar Rabbi Kiva, ani aforish. HaPesach shenimtza kodem shchitas haPesach. Let us say a person was mafrish a tlef or a kolben Pesach. And then later it got lost. And he was mafrish a second one. So haPesach shenimtza kodem shchitas haPesach. If he found the first Kolben Pesach before he shechted the second Kolben Pesach, he decided to shecht the second Kolben Pesach he was mafrish. So by shechting the second Kolben Pesach and not shechting the first Kolben Pesach after it already had been found, so there's a din dichui. So the first Kolben Pesach becomes nitche mehakrov, as we will see in Rashi. So haPesach shenimtzo koidem shchites haPesach. If he found the first Kolben Pesach before he shechted the second Kolben Pesach, and he still shechted the second Kolben Pesach, v'schal adin dichui in the hakrova of the first Pesach, so he can't be makaved anymore for a shlomim, yira ad she yistoiv. So therefore, there's a loche yira ad she yistoiv, it's roye till it begets a mum, v'yimocher, and then you paid it, v'yovi b'domov shlomim. V'chein t'murosoi. The same aloche will apply by a t'mure of a Pesach that was nitche. Acher shchites haPesach. What happens if the Pesach, the first Pesach that was lost, was found after they shechted the second Kolben Pesach? B'shas shchites haPesach, the first Pesach wasn't around. So then there's not chala din dichui on the first Pesach. It wasn't nitche milahakriv. It wasn't around. So then the aloch is korev shlomim. Then the aloch is, so the Pesach alone is korev shlomim. And since the Pesach wasn't nitche, v'chein t'murosa. So the t'mura of this Pesach is also not nitche, so it's also korev shlomim. So Rabbi Kiva said, this aloch that you had heard that sometimes is a t'mura, that's kreve, Tmuras Pesach that's craven. Sometimes a Tmuras Pesach is not craven. It depends. If there was Chaladin Dichui on the Tmure, so it's not craven. If there wasn't Chaladin Dichui on the Tmure, then it is craven. Let us see Rashi. Shamati me Rabbeisai, she Tmuras HaPesach craven Shlomim Acher HaPesach. That the Tmure is craven for shlomim. That's one maima. And then I heard that tmuras haPesach eina kreiva. V'yesh tmuras Pesach she'eina kreiva hi atzmo shlomim. You cannot be makrevet for shlomim. El roye ad she'yistoev b'mum. You wait till it gets a mum. V'timocher v'yovi b'domeo shlomim. V'moyser haPesach korev shlomim. The klal is something that was ufrash for a Pesach. It was not nikra for a Kolben Pesach, so it's korev shlomim. So in the reishe, when the tmure itself is chosi lakrovim, so it's korev shlomim. In the seife, but it's not chosi itself lakrovim, so then the domim al kaponim is aimed to be a shlom. Is v'yavi b'damer a shlom. The Moisar HaPesach Korev Shlom. That means in every Korban Pesach that was Hukdish, there lies in the Kedusha that if it will not be Nikrev Alza Korban Pesach, it's Nikrev Alza Shlom. The Ein Lila Foresh, Shachachti Al Eze Shamati Tikra, Al Eze Shamati Tira. So Rabbi Kiva said, I'll explain. HaPesach Sheovat. If the Pesach was lost, v'hifrish acher tachto, and he was mafrish a second one, v'nimtzo horishen koidem shchitas hasheini, and the first one was found before the second one was geshochten, d'ho ya'oy med lefoneinu b'shas shchita b'shas, he shechted the second one, the first one was around. Harei kavato isha shchite b'shem Pesach. So lemaise, it got, since it was around b'sha shchite, that means b'sha safroshe, we'll see later the svore, he was mafreshed before chatzoy, so it could be he didn't get a shem Pesach achozi lahakrove then, when he was mafreshed before chatzoy, it wasn't chozi lahakrove. But now that he found it, b'shah shchite, as reikavat v'shah shchite b'shem Pesach, now it got on itself, now it's a Pesach achozi lahakrovi. You can be makriv it now. V'zeh shelo yikrivoi, and he wasn't makriv it, docheyu b'yodayim. And this person that was not makriv it, He was matchit b'yodayim by shechting the second one. He was matchit b'yodayim. Is lo yikrav oy to atzmei shlomi. So it became nitche mehakrove. He says that by shechting the second one, in not shechting this one, this is called he was matchit b'yodayim. So, Mamela Yikav Oit Hu Atzmoy Shlomim, the Einzem Moisera Pesach, Elo Pesach Dochui. This is a din of a Pesach that's Dochui Meyakrovit. Dochui Meyakrovit, you can't be Makrovit for a Shlomim. It was Chala Din Dichui in the Din Akrovit, and so Mamela, so it's Dochui Meyakrovit for a Shlomim also. Vechein Tmurasoi. Im heimer hu boy behemas chulen achreikei. So the pashas of Loshen Rashi is as follows. That means he found Pesach Aleph. Bafal pikein he shechted Pesach Beis. By shechting Pesach Beis, he was matche Pesach Aleph. From Akrovet. So now, now he has a Pesach Dochui. Is im heimer hu boy behemes chulen achekei. Afterwards, after this became Dochui, he was meimer. That means he took a behemes chulen and he said this should be a tmura al ze. Harei hu kamayu. So memele, the tmura gets the same aloche. The Tmura gets the same aloche of the Tmura gets the same aloche of the Pesach. And just like the Pesach was Dochi Meakrove, so Memele, so the Tmura is also Dochi Meakrove. Ein Korevu Atzmei Shlomim El Adomot. But, V'im Lach HaShchites HaShaini Nimtzo. But what is? If it was first found after Shchitas Hasheini, Harei loy kevata ishas shchita b'shem Pesach. So the shas shchita was not keveyet that this should be a Pesach achozi lakrove because it wasn't around the shas shchita. The loy nitche b'yodai. Memelus never was nitche. The Yavi Shlomim, the Meiris Gemara, the Meirik these two words, Midachsach, that could be Rashi had a Girse, not Korev Shlomim, Rashi had Vyovi Shlomim. The Rashi says Vyovi Bidom of Shlomim, the Sefer says Vyovi Shlomim, and Rashi explains Vyikrav Hu Atzmai Shlomim. So Memele, so if the Pesach that was lost was found after the Shchitas Hasheni, so there was no Dichoy whatsoever, so Memele, it Yemakrivit Shlomim. What, yeah. For who had in the motil a misni rab Yeshua ime Pesach korev a Pesach eine korev? So lechayre, the yisod of Rabbi Kiva's mahalach is that if the Pesach was nitche aydei shchitas hasheini, so it's dochim yakrove, who had in temurosoi. If it wasn't nitche, so it's chosi lakrove, who had in temurosoi. So Rashi says, so the Rabbi Yeshua could have said over the halacha by a Pesach, Shemati Pesach Kreiva, Shemati Pesach Eine Kreiva. But more Porichlo, or Meforishlo. Let us see Taisvis. Koidem Shchites HaPesach, Yireh. If it was found before Shchites HaPesach, Yireh. The time, so why can't you be makrivit anymore? The dach ye be yodayim ke de perish rash. There was a dichui be yodayim. Afilu rav the omar ein balechayim nidochim. Rav holds that balechayim, there's no din dichui by a balchay. That means even though there was a zman when it wasn't chozila krove, but if the sibe passes, so it becomes Srik Chazila Krove. Vachs me Rav learns out from a Mum Oiver. A Mum Oiver, Vishate, it's not Chazila Krove. The Mum goes away, so it's weiter Chazila Krove. Balachayim, Einam Nidochim. O Polig, Arab Yoichnen, Perik, Shnei Seiri. So Taisa says, I know Davke, Ke Goin, De Loi Doch, Ye Bi Yodai. That is only if there was no Dichu Bi Yodai, Ke Goin, Nitmu, Baolim. Let's say the Bailam became Tomei. So there was no Maise Tchiyah B'yadayim. The Bailam became Tomei. So now there's a, so it's a Pesach that's not Chozi Lahakri. So, but there was no Maise Dichoy B'yadayim. So Memele, so it could be there's a din of Maise Pesach. Oishem Moshe Yodayim. Or let's say the Bailim were Moshech Yedeim. As I mentioned yesterday, the Mikdash Dovish said that's also not called a Pulas Hadichui. That means they're taking away their Bailis from the Kolben. Maybe it's a Kolben Pesach without Menuyim. They're not doing a Pule to be Matched Me'akrova. They're just taking the Mesalik, their Bailis. Here Pshad is, by Shechting the second Kolben, first one is in front of you. Shech the first one. So Pshad is the Shchites Hasheni is called Adichi B'Yadayim to the first one. So here, it seems everyone holds that Palichayim Nidochim, if there's Adichi B'Yadayim. Vim Taima Faktaisvus Amashmed the Polig Beperikame the Kedushin. Faktaisvus Afilu by Adichi B'Yadayim, it seems there's a Machloikis. Dama Rabbi Yechinim, Beheime shel bei shutve. Hegdish chetzio, Beheime shel shnei shutve. So one shutve was magdish his chelik in the kol, in the Beheime. So if he's magdish his chelik, he can't be makrivit, because he can't be makriv half of Beheime. So it was chal already with his hegdish akdusha d'chuya. That means, he made it for Shlomim, Arezu Shlomim, but this is a Shlomim that's not Chozi Lakrove, because the Ebbeim is not Chozi Lakrove. V'chozar v'lokra v'higdish chetcha. Then he went and purchased the other half from the Shutter. He was magdish the other half, so shtei kdushe v'eina kreive. So now the whole thing is Kodesh, but he can't be makrivit, mishum nidachas betchila shehigdish chetcha. Because it became nitche, Vishasi was magdish, the first half, that was a kedusha tchuya. Vidayik alosh, ma'amino balechayim nidochim, that is a din dichi by balechayim. That's Rabbi Yochanan. Mashmid the Rav Polik. In places in the Kasha held, that should be considered a dichud biyadayim, to make lechatchila a hegdish sheini chozi lakhovev. That's called the magdish efebeim, that's called dichud biyadayim. That's how Tosfos understood. Vyeshloima, so Tosfos answers, kimen the derech hegdish tochilo lemikri kolkach dichud biyadayim. Since the Hodichi was Derech Hegdish, he's Magdish, this is not called Hodichi Biyodai. So Memela, only according to Rab Yochanan, it's Dochui, and according to Rab, it wouldn't be Dochui. Opetesefte pligi Rab Yoisi verabono, eise mehem yakriv lechatchile, umaisi lo bepeirik shein. Now, in the Tesefta, this Amachloikis, a person was Magdish a Tle for a Korban Pesach before Chatzos. Then he got lost. He was Magdish a second Tle. And now he found the first Tle. Now it's Sefta Chatzis. He found the first Tle. So there's a machloikis in the Tesefta. Eze mehem yakriv tchila. The Chachamim hold eze mehem sheyirze. Whichever one he wants, he has a choice. So akaponim, according to the Chachamim, we understand very well why it's called dochi. That means you could have shechted the first one. By shechting the second one, you matche the first one me'akrode. So that's called dichui. According to the Chachamim, we understand it very well. Rabbi Yossi says, mitzvah berishay. Rabbi Yossi holds, fakert. You have to be shecht the first one. Okay, this was hufrash first for Korban Pesach, and now you have it, so you have to shecht it. Is lechayre dachsech mir, according to Rabbi Yossi, is Golgot. What the Mishnah is speaking about doesn't get into problems. The way Rashi says that he shechted the second one. So you zichematcha the first one. That means, halachically, you should shecht the first one. You amatchish it first. You go and shecht the second one. So you zichematcha the first one. So lechayre, so it's very good. The zichah called adichoy biyodai. Let's see the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, V'leimo Pesach korev, U Pesach einay korev. That's l'chayre the kasha. The kasha is, l'chayre, the difference between korev and not korev, so the difference is, if the Pesach was nitche, so then the tmur is dochi, if the Pesach was not nitche, so the tmur is not dochi. So l'chayre, everything is dependent on the Pesach. So, v'leima Pesach kore, v'Pesach eine kore. And for the Gemara, hokem mashmalon, the ika tmuras a Pesach deloy kore. The Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush. The ika tmuras a Pesach deloy kore. Let us see Rashi. The ike tmuras a pesach de loy kolve. De loy amrinon mitchile shlomini. We don't say that the tmure is mitchila shlomim. Ba'afilu heimir kaidim shchite. Afilu he made the tmure before the shchite. Loy kevato zman hashchite. B'shem Pesach. Ve'ein bo dichui, ala af inikvas b'Pesach v'nidachas. Now, let's explain what Rashi is telling us. We're going to have later a whole sugya that's going to explain the tzio, how the tmura became dochui. Now, Rashi is going to say a tzir which is a dava muskim, and Rashi in the Mishnah said a tzir which is not a dava muskim, but shalacha we paskin like that. Rashi is telling us a tzir as follows, that a person was mafrish a tle for a korban Pesach, tle aleph. He lost it. Then he was mafrish tle beis. Then he finds tle aleph. And then he makes a tmura. So we have tle aleph, tmuras aleph, and tle beis. Fine. Now he goes in shechts tle beis. So Rashi is going to tell us over here that why does the tmura become dochui? Because the shechita of the tle beis, just like it's matche tle aleph, it's also matche the tmura of tle aleph. And let's explain this a little better. Because be'emes in Rashi holds that a tmura's pesach, he can also be makre for a korban pesach. We'll see in Taisus about this. Rashi holds a tmura's pesach lechatchili can be makre for a korban pesach. So now, in other words, I have in front of me three eligible tloyim which I could be makre for a korban pesach. Tle beis, tle aleph, and tmura's aleph. So by shechting tle beis, automatically, I'm being matche tle aleph and tmuras aleph. So therefore, they both become doch. Now, what would be if I wouldn't be such a big lamdan, and I would say that you can't be matche of a tmura for a korban pesach? We'll see Taisus Taka holds like that. Yeah, a tmura can be matche for a korban pesach. It can be yotz a korban pesach with a tmura. So if it wouldn't be such a big lamdan, so what would I say? So I would say as follows. A tmuras pesach, it's a shlomim. That means it can't be a pesach. It can't be makabit for a pesach. So there's a kedusha shlomim. So memele, if I would say this lomdis, so by shechting tle beis, I was matche tle aleph, because tle aleph was a kosher called pesach, but it wasn't matche tmuras tle aleph, because the tmuras tle aleph can't be a korban pesach. So by using tle beis for korban pesach, I was not matche the tmura. The tmura is a shlomim. So therefore, I would say that the tmura you can be matche for a shlomim. That's what I would think. So if the Mishnah of Rabbi Yeshua would only tell me that a pesach ain't a kreva, that you can't be matche tle aleph, so I say that's I understand. Because Tle Aleph was Roy Lakrovas Pesach, so in my Shechting Tle Beis, you are Matche Tle Aleph Miakrovas. But I would never call him that the Tmur of Tle Aleph was Nitche. What's that Nitche? It was never Chozi Lakrovas for a Pesach. So it's Chozi Lakrovas for Shlomim. So Kemash Malon. I have news for you. A tmure is chazi lakrove for a pesach. So since it's chazi lakrove for a pesach, so the shrita of tle beis is matrit the tmure from a krove. It could have been used for korban pesach. So by shechting the tle beis, I was matrit the tmure also. Now let's see this in Rashi. The chiddush is the ketmuras ha-pesach v'loy kov, v'loy amrino. We don't say mitchil shlomimi. We don't say that it is a shlomim. V'afilu heimer koidim shchita. Afilu he made the tmura before the shchita. I would say loy kevate zman ha-shchita b'shem pesach. I would say that this man shchita did not make this a pesach because a tmuras pesach is not a kosher a pesach. And therefore I would say the ein bo dichui. I would say there's no din dichui because it's not chosil a pesach. Is ela, no, the shade the mishnah nitazoi. Ela avi nikvas be pesach. A tmur is chosil for a pesach. So it's chosil for a pesach. Vinidacha. So a mele was nitche. That is the chiddush of the mishnah. Let us see Taisvitz. Kamash melon, the ike tmuras ha-pesach, the loy kovim. The kovalo chatzais, let's skip these three words, because that we're going to see later in the Gemara, Machlekes Rav and Rav Zeira. Or Shchita. Shchita we know. That this man, Shchita, was Keveyet for Korban Pesach, and it's Nitche. V'salke Daitoch, I would think, the Loikova. Hoyel u'be'iser hugdisha, since it was hugdash be'iser, ve'ein data yaleh le'shochtoy l'shem Pesach, so Tosfos says a different lomdis. I would think the loikova, it doesn't get a shame Pesach that's nitche. Hoyul beisa hukdisha vein daita ilel l'shochta l'shem Pesach kamash melon da filochi kovalo. What is pshat in Tosfos? What is Tosfos saying? Hoyul beisa hukdisha. The Dvar Shmuel says he doesn't know Pshat and Tosfos. For whatever we'll say, we won't be in too bad company. Efshe, I could say Pshat and Tosfos as follows. I'd like to give a shtikel akdome. The Rambam, first of all, that what Tosfos says, that Be'issa Hugdisha, the Chayre Tosfos means as follows. If a person makes a tmura, yoiva tu lab. Lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir. There's tu lab. You get malchus also, even not a lab shame by maisa, you get malchus. But this hegdish, the kedusha schal, when you make a tmura, the kedusha schal, but it's a kedusha shechal o yedei isa. You weren't allowed to do it. It's kodesh. But it's a kedusha shechal o yedei isa. Yoiva tu lab. Hoyl be isa hugdusha. Rab Chaim, al Rambam, perikei aloche zayin, from Hilchus Korban Pesach, says a beautiful yesod, which perhaps we can use to understand Pshat in this place. The Rambam in perikei aloche zayin says as follows. What is the aloche if a father shechted a korban Pesach on Bnei HaKotan, Pesach Ishan. Father shechted a korban Pesach Olav. And then, Higdil HaKotan, Bein Rishin L'Sheini. So the Rambam says that he doesn't have to bring the Pesach Sheini because he was Yoitze with the Pesach Ishan of his father brought a Pesach on him. So he's Yoitze with the Pesach Ishan. So, the Kesef Mishnah asks Samuel the Kekasha and the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah asks, there's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah, what is the din if a person ate matzah when he was a shayte? It was Pesach by the Nacht, and he was a shayte when he was alav, a shayte is alav bar chiyuvim. Later, in the middle of the night, he became a shayte. So the aloch is he has to eat again. Because the akiyum and mitzvah, that one is mekayim, when one is not a bar chiyuve, so it's not called a kiyuve. That is not the Zemeteres mitzvah. So he has to go and eat matzah again. He wasn't yaitze. Like the Kesef Mishnah, Meire di Kekash. Like the Kesef Mishnah, when his father shechted a korban Pesach, he was a cotton. So he didn't have a kiyum a mitzvah. He's a lav bar chiyuve. So memele, now he became a godel. Now he's mechuyev b'mitzvah Pesach. He never was Mekai Mitzvah Spesach. That was the father's shechter. He was a cotton then. So Memele, why isn't he Mechuyiv to bring a Pesach Shein? That's what the Kesef Mishnah asks on the Rabbah. So Rab Chaim says, there are two inyonim. In a Korban Pesach, there's a mitzvah, there's a Kiyam a mitzvah, and that's 100% true, because the Kesef Mishnah 100% true, the cotton wasn't Mekai many mitzvahs. So Claire and Eilam Habe, if he has a Kiyama mitzvah, he doesn't have a Kiyama mitzvah, he's a cotton, he's a La Bar Chiyuva. That's 100% true. But there's another Nikude in Korban Pesach. It's a Korban. There's a din, the Hakrove helps for a cotton. There's a Ritzui of a Korban. This Dinei Hakrove, besides kiyum and mitzvahs, and korbanos is another thing. There's the hakrove helps for cotton. The hakrove helps.
So lemaise, there was nikra v'kov Pesach for him. The kima mitzvah didn't there, but the hakrove was chal for the kofi. So if it was nikra already a Pesach ishni, you can't bring a Pesach sheni. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, so he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. But there are two chalokim in kov Pesach. There's the din kolbin shaboy, the din mitzvah shaboy. So if the kolbin was olo hakravos, a kotn is a bar kolbin, va olo hakravos a badoy, avo gav de leke be pesach shekrivo olo of din kia mitzvah klal, of al kaponim, there was nikrav a kolbin pesach vim. A person who was nikrav a kolbin pesach. So lemaise, Lemaise, it is a person who was nikav a kolben Pesach badoy. So Lemaise, you don't bring a Pesach sheni. Lemaise was nikav a Pesach isha. You can't bring a Pesach sheni just to have the mitzvah. If the hakrove was oile badoy, so maybe you can't bring a Pesach sheni. That's how Rav Chaim emphasizes the case of Mishnah's kash. Al kolponim from Rav Chaim, we see that there are two inyonim in a kolben Pesach. There's dinei hakrove, and there's a mitzvah. Now let us think for one minute. If we said Rashi Shita is, and this is Tosfos in the beginning, that a tmura, you could be mekayim mitzvahs kolben Pesach also with a tmura. Tmura's Pesach, as a Pesach mekayim the. But I said it's a gewaldik vote, which could be is not true. L'chayra als tekiyam ha-mitzvah, if l'maise, the whole mitzvah came about through a hegdish be'issa, tachsach mir ein l'cha mitzvah abo ba'aveira g'doy l'mizu. L'chayra in kiyam ha-mitzvah, how did I get a kolben Pesach? Just like the Rishonim say, a kolben ha-gozel. If the Yiyush makes that through the Yiyush, the hegdish is chal, so the Rishonim and Lulul Vagozel say, so that's called a mitzvah boy vei aveira. That means the whole mitzvah came through an aveira. There's a din mitzvah boba aveira. There's no kiyam a mitzvah. So lechayre could be by a tmura. After we will assume that the akrova will help. The akrova will help only, like we said, by a cotton will help. That the akrova is oilabado. It gets a kedushas a Pesach, and if you could be makrivit, so lemaise, it's the akrova will help. But a kiyum a mitzvah, you won't get. L'chayre, asay dachsachme, it's a mitzvah bo baveire. So memele, so let us say as follows. If I have in front of me two behemoths, one behemoth, the tleh base, which is, if I shech this, it's, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah kolben Pesach, I'll be mekayim the ritzui of the kolben, that's tleh base. The tmura of tleh aleph, afilu, if I'll shech it, the mitzvah I won't have. I'll only have the ritzui, the krov I'll have, but I won't have the mitzvah. So at Lechere, it's not oimet to be nikra. I mean, if you'll ask anyone a shayla, which one shall be makriv? Yizicha should be makriv the tleh base, not the tmure. So it could be that's not called, I was matrit me'akrov. Matrit me'akrov means this is chozi lahakriv, and I can get whatever I can get with from tleh base, I can get with tleh aleph, and I shech tleh base. That's called, I was matrit tleh aleph me'akrov. But if it's not chozi, that means even though it's chozi l'akrove, but it's not chozi l'kiyam ha-mitzvah, so it's not called oimid l'hikorev l'shem Pesach. So it's not, wouldn't be considered a dichui by shechting tlebeis. Kamash melon, aval pikei. Aber chozi l'akrove it is, you wouldn't have the mitzvah, but it's chozi l'akrove. So the shchita of tleh beis is called a dichui in the akrov of tleh aleph. That's the ivren taisis. The sal kedaitech de loikova. That it wasn't nikva to be nikra. Hoyu lo be isa hugdisho. Since it was hukdish bisa vein daiti yaleh l'shoichta l'shem Pesach. It doesn't even dinin to shechta l'shem Pesach. Because if it was shechta l'shem Pesach, he won't even his mitzvah. It's a mitzvah bo ba'avere. Kemash melon da v'lochi kovalo. But afal pikein, since it's chozi la chovi, so it's called it was chozi lehi korev l'shem Pesach, even though it's all zikhe choice B, choice D, it's not al chatchila di kekovim Pesach. So I would think, so afal pikein, but since it's chozi la chovi, so the male distillers are din dichoy. That is how Tosfos explains the chiddush of Rabbi Yeshua. That is a din dichoy by a tmur. V'ri meforesh, and the ri says pshat, v'sal kedai toch hoyel v'eino kreve lo oilam l'shem Pesach mitchilos o shlomim hi. Kamash melon. The Ri comes and comes with a new ashkofe. The Ri dient sich auf der Holstek teure. He can't be yoitze a tmure with a mitzvah. He can't be makre with vorkoven Pesach. It's not chosile Pesach. Period. Red sich nicht ein. It's not chosile Pesach. The salke deite choyl veini kreive lo oilom l'shein Pesach. He can't be makre with vor Pesach. Is mitchila shlomim, so it's only a shlomim. That means, afilo, I made it a tmura spesa. That's how the hegdish was called. But this is that pesach that's not chosy to be makri for a korban pesach. You can't be yoytzi yachiyev pesach with this. So memele, so it is no din dichu in ganzen. If it's not chosy lahakri. Kamash melon, it's still dochli. It's a davm fashtein. I mean, the Havamin is Moiredik. The Chazanish, he doesn't understand the Ri. It's Moiredik. If it's not Chozi La'akove, you can't be Makrivit for a Kovim Pesach, so how is it Nitchitake? Where is there a Din Dichui? It would perhaps seem that it works as follows. That Chazanish mentions, Dachsami mentions such a svore, he doesn't like this svore, aber kapodem adafter zung mshat and toisvis. There's a meridike vort of the Chazanish. When the Chazanish speaks about a tmure, the Chazanish says, a tmure hu chelek mikolben horish. The tmure becomes a hoisofe to the kolben rishin. V'yesh loy lekolbin oid domim v'imurim. That means you have more domim v'imurim, like this one. It was magdish the Pesach, so the Pesach had so much dam and so much imurim. By saying a tmure, so this becomes like an addition to the first kolbin. It's more domim and imurim. So this is like a hoisofe of the first kolbin. But you can't be yoytze mitzvahs kolbin Pesach with this. But this is al kaponim, that's pshat and kedushas tmure. So it could be that since this is considered like a hoysofe of the first kolbin, so memele, when he shechted tle beis, so there was chal in tle aleph akoyach adichoy. He was matke tlal for zicha chozi la'akrove. So this tmure, who is considered a hamshoche of tle aleph, also gets this koyach adichui, like it's one big fat behemoth. So memele, so just like there was chal a koyach adichui la'akrove from tle in tle aleph. So automatically, the tmur also gets nitri, even though the tmur mitzadatma is not chozi lakrove. But the din dichui that was chal in tle aleph is nitvas and is pashit in the tmur of tle aleph. That's the chiddush. Umitoich perish rashi, the pirish, ela av hi nikvas bepesach v'nitri, Mash mishe shayvish liyem is ruya le Pesach. Rashi might say it's a kosher kolben Pesach. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. that it is a kosher korban Pesach. So that the Havamina would be, it's not a kosher korban Pesach, and Kamashim, what is a kosher korban Pesach? According to Rashi, the Dvar Shmuel's Moira, according to Rashi, that the Tumur is a kosher korban Pesach, he asks, how could be a kosher korban Pesach? He says that you had five menuyim on Tle Aleph. Now, one person goes and takes a behemoth chulin, he could be a friend, and he said that the Zeh Pachas Zeh, and Tle Beis becomes a Pesach. And he says, so you yaitze, according to Rashi, you yaitze with Tle Beis. Frekt the Chazaynish. But where's the Yom Menuyim? How could you be Yaitzi with the Tmure of Tle Aleph that no one was Monay on it? It was just a Din Tmure that the Kedusha of Tle Aleph is Nispashit on Tle Beis. It's a Kedusha Sapesa. But how could be Yaitzi with the Tmure of Tle Aleph? There was no Menuyim on it. So the Chazanish says the din minui is mispashet ala tmura. That's part of Hilchas Tmura. That just like the kedusha of Tle Aleph is chal on the tmura, so the din minui is also mispashet on the tmura. The Dvar Shmuel asks on the Chazanish, he says, how could minui be mispashet? He says, Minu is mischusei moment. This already is totally in Choshe Mishpat, Bailas. I have a Bailas in the Kolben. Bahayich yochel is Pashit. As I fragt up the Chazaynish. Dachsach mir, the Chazaynish l'shito, so in Kubit the Dvar Shmuel is asking according to the Briskerot. Chazaynish l'maisan daf peichesam at bay says, that the gather of minui is ein kan schus moment, ela shenase bailim ala pesach lekayim mitzvah pesach. The holding minui is not koshin mishpot, tzadin is a bailim lekayim mitzvah pesach. So memele, if it's only dinim and halachis in the kiyam ha-mitzvah and the ritzi ha-krove, so that's the din of tmure. This is the chazanish gizok, so the din tmure is that whatever was hal on the first one gets transferred to the second one. This is Midinei HaTmura. We mentioned the Briskerov says, Iker hadin shal minuyim ha'omo bepesach hu sheyeloi chelik ba'kolbin bekinyin momen. Milvad hadin bailim shal kapore ba'inin gamkin sheyeloi bekinyin momen. That's how the Briskerov understands the din minui. According to the Briskerov, zicher shver the dvar shmur is kasha. How is this tmure kosher lakrove? All your menuyim weren't monui on the second kolb on the tmure. About kaponim, these are the three mahalchem to understand the chiddush of the Mishnah. That a tmure is nitche, either because a tmure is take 100% chozi le kolben pesach, or maybe according to the first lashon in Tosfos, it's 50% chozi lakrove, or according to the Ri, even though it's not chozi bechlal lakrove, afal pikein, is chal adin dichoi on the tmura. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara weiter. Itmer. Rabba Omar Koidem Shchite Ula'acha Shchite Shaninu. Now, let's forget about the Din Tmura. Let's get down to the Kolben Pesach Gufe. The Mishnah says, and the Ivra of the Mishnah is like Rabbi, that the Pesach, if it was found before Shchite of the second Pesach, so it's Dochli, if it's found after the Shchita of the second Pesach, it's not Tochi. It wasn't around. It wasn't Nitche. That's what Rabbi says. Zok Rashi,
Koidim Shchite Va'acha Shchite Davke Shoninu B'mishno Seinu V'loi Shoninu Bo Zman Shchite Dahainu Chatzois. The Mishnah does not mention Zman Shchite. Now later we'll explain what the sinyan of Zman Shchite is. V'ashmi'ino. And the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Ba'afilu hoya obud b'shas chatzos. Afilu the korban Pesach tle aleph was obud b'shas chatzos. B'shas chatzos, it wasn't oimed to be nikrav, because it's not around. Which one was oimed to be nikrav b'shas chatzos? The second one. The first one wasn't around. Abrim nimtza. But if you find the first one, Koidem Shchites Hasheni, before you shechted the second one, Hu Nikva, so it's Nikva to be, it's Nikva Lakrove, Vinitche, and it's Nitche, Oyo Vinitche Lakrive Le Pesach. It becomes Nitche because it was Nitche, because you run Makrivit for Korban Pesach. That is Rabbi. To appreciate what Rabbi says, we have to see Rabbi Zeire. Rabbi Zeire omar koidem chatzois ulaacha chatzois shoninu. Zogt Rashi, koidem chatzois shoninu. Zogt Rashi, shas chatzois hi hakoivatoi bepesach. Shas chatzois, that's koiveya it for korban pesach. Im nimtza, if we found koidem chatzois, we found the first one that was lost before chatzois, kevate chatzois, so then chatzois was keveyuit, hakom pesach hachozil akrove. Sherei nire, it was around, it was chozil akrove. Vechiloi akrevei, and if he wasn't makrevit, tachye, then he was matche. The Kol. Avo nimtze acha chatzois. What is if it was found after chatzois? Afilu nimtze koidem shchite. Even though it was nimtze koidem shchite. Ein kan kviyis. So there is no kviyis. Lakrove. Veloi dichui. Now, Rabbi Zeire is lachayre shreklach. What did Rabbi Zeire say? Rabbi Zeire, let's just say the Ibra, what Rabbi Zeire says, then we'll try to figure out the London. Rabbi Zeire says as follows. If the Pesach, the first Pesach was found before Chatzos, so then when it came Chatzos, so it was Hukva Makrove, and later if you shech the second one, then there's a Din Dichu. But if it was found after Chatzos, so Memela, then it wasn't Hukva lePesach, and Kan Kviyas veLoi Dichu. So Frekt Tzlach, what Pshat Rabbi Zeire? I mean, it's a special magic Inyan of Chatzos. I mean, it can be. Well, what if a person is Mafresh a Korban Pesach after Chatzos? It doesn't become a Korban Pesach. I mean, it's a special Inyan of the Rega of Chatzos. So the Tzlach says a beautiful beer in Rabbi Zeire. And Bachsamel will look in the Lashon of Rashi, we'll see Bachsamel, it's Moiredik Meduyik in Rashi. So the Tzlach has it. We had before in Tosfos, a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi, in the Chachomim, Eze Yikrav Lechatchila. Which one should he be makrib first? Chomim said, Eze Sheyirte. Rabbi Yossi says you should be Makrib the first one. So he says as follows. So he says, this whole machloikis is as follows. If, let's say, he was Mafrish the first one before Chatzos. He got lost. Is Mafresh a second one before Chatzos? Now he found the first one before Chatzos. So we're holding before Chatzos. As soon as it comes Chatzos, and now I have two Tloim,
which are chosi l'akove. That means as soon as before chatzos, you can be makreb them. This man akove is chal with chatzos. Now I have two kolbonis which are chosi l'akove. Now I'll ask a shayla: which one do I have to be makreb? So the chachamim held that b'shas they became chosi l'akove. There was no rishon and sheni. What happened before Chatzos is leimala leimoyrim. Before Chatzos, it wasn't as man that chazi lakovet, so you were mafrish to ala first, so what? But nothing. That, then it wasn't chazi lakovet, so the Yisrael that were mafrish at first doesn't mean anything. So memele, so when did they both become chazi lakovet? The reg of Chatzos. So memele, the chachamim hold, both are equal. Both are equal. Which one should you be makri? Anyone you want. Now, halacha is anyone I want. So I go and I makriv, let's say, tle beis, I makriv tle aleph. I makriv tle aleph, I makriv tle beis. That means al kaponim, because that's called a dichri biyadayich. Rabbi Yossi held noch besser. Rabbi Yossi held that you were mafrish first tle aleph. So even though bishas hafroshe, it wasn't chazi l'akove, but now when it came chatzos, so memela both were around, so the first one that you were mafresh as a dinti, you mafresh as first, and b'shas chatzos came, both became chazi l'akove, so you have to be mafresh. You have to, the first one you were mafresh has a dinti. No, I'm out of gibis, so I should be mafresh, makrib the first one. I go and I makrib the second one, that's the chadichi on the first one. That's if everything happened before Chatzos. That's Rabzeir. But, what is the halacha if I found the first one after Chatzos? I found the first one after Chatzos. So, B'shas Chatzos, which Kodun was around? The second one was around. So B'shas Chatzos, when it came this man Akrove, the second one was around. The Dinei HaKrove was Chal first on the second one. See, I was Mafrish the first one before. But when I was Mafrish, that wasn't Asman HaKrove, that was before Chatzos. When Dinei HaKrove was Chal, it was Chal on the second one. Now I find the first one. Zuk Tetzlach, you know which one you have to be Makib? You have to be Makib the second one. Yet, according to everyone. You have to be makrib the second one. If the din akrove was chal on the second one first, you have to be makrib the second one. Zok tzlach halt Rav Zeire. So if I was makrib the second one, it wasn't called I was makrib the first one. My Rav told me you have to be makrib the second one. Al pi aloche the second one, you have to be makrib, not the first one. That's not called adichi biyadayim. So memele, that's why Rav Zeire held that the whole din dichui is only if the first one was found before Chatzos. So memele, so then when it became Chatzos, so both became Chosi Lakrova Bavasachas. Then the Loch is you can be makab either one. According to the Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yossi, you have to be makab the first one. Then by being makab the second, that's called you a matcha b'yadayim the first one. Masha enkein, if it was found after Chatzos, so fakel, so the din akrov is on the second one. So it's not called that you were matcha the first one. Now let's go a step further. So come out. So now we have to understand Rabbi. What is Pshat and Rabbi? Rabbi says, fully you found the second one later. Fully found the second one later. Also, the halacha is that it becomes dochi. So lechayre, the machlokes, Rabin, Rab Zeire is, do you need a dichui biyodayim or not? Rabbi was mechadish ashtik teire. That even though the halacha is you have to be makrib the second one, the first one still becomes nitre. Even though la halacha you have to be makib the second one. Rab Zeira holds there's only a din dichui If the first one is equivalent or better than the second one, and you shechted the second, then you are matched in the first one. If it wasn't equivalent, that's I called you a matched. There's no din dichur. Now we'll see a moiridike diuk in the lashon of Rashi. When Rashi speaks about Rabbi, let's see again the lashon of Rashi in Rabbi and the lashon of Rashi in Rabbi Zeir. Rashi says, let's see, koidim shchita ba'acha shchita. Davka shonina b'mishnah seinu. The Mishnah said, koidim shchita ba'acha shchita. Lo shonina boz man shchita da'ayno chatzoyz. Vashmeina, the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush. Da'afilu hoya ovud b'shas chatzoyz. It was ovud b'shas chatzoyz. Im nimtza some meile, so which one was chazi lakrove b'shas chatzoyz? The second one. If it was found koidem shchitas hasheini, who nikva, it also becomes nikva. That means it's, now it's also chazi lakrovim. The halachically, it's zicher, the second one is preferable to be makrit, but it's also, it's nikva, it's chazi lakrovim. What you should do doesn't make the first one not chazi lakrovim. The nitche, it becomes nitche, losh and nipu. Because it wasn't nikra for a Pesach. Rashi says a loshen nifal. Koidem chatzoy shanino. In Rav Zeire, Rashi says a zay. Shas chatzoyis hi akoivatoi be Pesach. The shas chatzoyis is koiveya if it's chozi lakrove. So im nimtza koidem chatzoyis, if it was found koidem chatzoyis, Kivate chatzoi, so then the chatzois made the first one chozi lakrove. Sherei nire, it's around. V'chi loy akrevei, when he wasn't makrev the first one, dachye, he was doiche. Here Rashi doesn't say nitche, here Rashi says dachye. Avo nimtza acha chatzoi, so nimtza acha chatzoi, avo nimtza kaidu mishchite, ein kan kvisa, it wasn't nikva to be nikra, because the loch is you have to be makim the second one. The loy dichoy, there's no dichoy over here. So the tzlach later, he's not medayik these rashis, but that's mitz muim dik medayik in rashi. The tzlach later, and that tzadik ches says, that what Tosfos said in rashi, that the reason is that din dichui peire the time of the dachye be yedaim ke the peirish Rashi, because this dichui be yedaim, he says dichui be yedaim is only according to Rab Zeir. According to Rab, it's not called dichui be yedaim. Azoi zok the tzlach. But lechere, it's taksime, it's mevuah in Rashi. Zok the gemore weiter. Ola Rab Zeir. So according to Rab Zeir, it will only become dochui, not if he found it before the shchit. He has to find it before chatzois. Like the Gemara, Rab Zeir hoktoni koidem shchitas haPesach. The Mishnah says that he found it before shchitas haPesach. So Vaisis Hafili found it after chatzois. So Rab Zeir answered, no, eimo koidem zman shchitas haPesach. There's missing one word in the Mishnah. It was found before the zman of shchitas haPesach. It was found before chatzois. Then there's a din dichui. So the Gemara ketanoi. Really, the machloikes, Rabbi in Rab Zeir is a machloikes tanoi. We learned as follows. HaPesach shenimtze koidem shchite yire. La'acha shchite yikra. So the Tanakama holds like Rabbi, that as long as it was found before Shchita, even though it was found Acha Chatzos, it's also Dochui. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Koidem Chatzos, if it was found before Chatzos. So then it was Chal Adin HaKrove on the Pesach Yirem. Then there's Adin of Yirat Shista, because it was Nitre. Acha Chatzos was found after Chatzos, so then the Dinei HaKrove were Nitvas on the second one. Is Yikra. Then the din is, you could be makrev the first one, for shlomim, because it was never was dochi miakrovim. Sagt Rashi, koidem shchite shel sheini, koidem chatzois, v'niskaper ba'acher yirem.
Ache chatzais niskape ba'achem. Ache chatzais niskape ba'ache, yikrav ze shlomim. Then he should be makrabit for shlomim. Va'af al pi, shebishah shchites ha'sheni erei oimed befoneinu. Even though that Peshah Shchitis Ha'im Lefaneinu, Afal Pikein, it doesn't become Dochoi, since it wasn't Oimed Lahakrove, since it was found after Chatzos. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now, we heard in the Mishnah, the Sefer says that when are you Makriv Atmure, if the tmure acher shchitas haPesach, if the first one was found after shchitas haPesach, or after zman shchita leitrab zayre, korev shlomim, so then there's no din dichui, v'chein tmurose. The tmure also, there's no din dichui on the tmure. Omar Rabbe, loy shonu, elo shenimtza acha shchite, tmurosoi, that when you makrib the tmure, means as follows. That you found the first korban after shchite, veheimir boy acha shchite, and he made the tmure also after shchite. So that's a koshere top and a kosher level, mamish, there's no shayla. That means there's no nidnud of dichi over here whatsoever. He found the first korban after the shchit of the second one, so there's no din dichi in the first korban. The first korban is a meisa pesach, that's oimet to be a shlomim. Now he makes a tmura on this pesach, so it's also a meisa pesach. He gets the same din. But what is? If the first one was found before Shchita, and he made the Tmura after Shchita, Tmurosoi mikoyach kdushe tchuye ka'osa v'loi kolvo. So the tmure is coming from a kdushe tchuye v'loi kolvo. And memele, it's not kolvo. Now, let us explain what Rabbi is saying. Rabbi is saying as follows, that's poshit. If the first one was found before the shchita, and then he made a tmure, so then that's poshit, that is a din dichui. That is, Rabbi l'shitose, Rabbi holds koidem shchita, shanimno. So if the tmure was made before the shchita, so then the shchitas hasheni, just like it's matre the rishon, it's matre the tmure's rishon. But Rabbi says a chiddush that afilu the tmure was made after the shchitas hasheni. So the shchitas hasheni was not matre de tmure. Afal pikein, since the shchitas hasheni was matre de pesach, so the pesach gets in itself a kdusha tchuye, so the tmure also becomes a tmure tchuye, since mikoyach kdusha tchuye ka osoy, and you're not makrev the tmure.